very excited to say that I've got Jenny Parker in the studio. She is the local breeze champion for the British Cycling Organisation, and it's an organisation to try and get more women cycling, not just to work, but just for pleasure and just to get out there and have fun. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
Oh, it's very nice to have you here.
I'm very pleased to be here.
Really excited that you were able to get in touch and come in today, because I have a real passion for cycling. We had a passion for the Olympics and the Paralympics, and I wanted to see, when I started cycling years and years ago, I couldn't find any women's group. And so it was a lonely place for me, but now it's all changed, hasn't it?
It has. British Cycling sort of set up Breeze some time ago to encourage more women to get out on their bikes. It doesn't matter what age they are, it doesn't matter what ability they are, they're all welcome. And I think a lot of ladies felt a little put off by cycling clubs. They thought they were sort of run more by men, very competitively, which isn't always the case, but Breeze gives them a platform to gain confidence and really get out and enjoy the countryside wherever possible.
Yeah, that's right. And as you say, it's all abilities.
Absolutely.
All bikes. It doesn't matter if it's road bikes, mountain bikes, does it?
It doesn't, except on some rides. I mean, we always say sort of road bikes, hybrids. Mountain bikes are okay.
They're quite heavy, aren't they?
Yeah, shorter distances, I think. Really, it's a bike that's comfortable for you, though. That's the main thing, and one that you're prepared to ride.
Yes, exactly. So how did you get into cycling? And come on, how did it start for you?
As a child, I cycled a lot. Then I had a long gap where I didn't. I had a knee injury, and the orthopaedic surgeon told me to cycle and swim but not run. So I thought, okay, let's get into more cycling. Looked around, and as anybody else, I looked for groups, because I don't like to go out particularly by myself. I enjoy the social side of it. And that is one thing with Breeze. It's very much about making new friends as well. For instance, the Royston group seems to attract young mums who drop children off at school, go out for a cycle ride for a couple of hours, and are back in time to pick the kids up from nursery or at lunchtime. That fits in well with a lifestyle thing there as well, and they're getting out in the fresh air and getting exercise. For myself, I found the Royston group, thought I could do a bit more than this, so I took the cycling course that British Cycling put on for you to sort of allow you to run the rides. I did the first aid course that goes with it to allow me to lead rides. And then off you go, basically. You do it voluntarily. There's no payment involved in this. It is all run by volunteers who lead the rides.
I was going to ask you about the training for the Breeze Champion. I mean, it's a great name, isn't it, Breeze Champions, because you are pioneering. You're trying to get, and quite rightly, lots of people, mainly women, obviously, to get out there. So you have to have some sort of training too. So what happened with the training? How long does that take?
Well, it's a day. You go on it for a day. There's some theory sides to it. You know, you're shown the health and safety aspects, where you should position yourself in the road, how to run a group, how the group should sort of function. And that's quite a difficult challenge sometimes. They also assess you out riding to make sure that you are safe.
Mm.
And in fact, one of the things I noticed recently, I had a new lady on a ride who turned up with a bike that she'd just bought, obviously hadn't ridden for a while.
Yeah.
And first of all, she was sort of weaving from side to side, and I did think, oh my goodness, how am I going to manage her? But a few weeks later, she's gained confidence. She did a nice 15-mile ride with me the other day, and this is all in a space of a few weeks, from somebody that thought, I can't ride round the block.
Yeah.
There she was managing 15 miles.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. Really lovely to hear. And as you say, it's a great companionship. It's a great group. It's a bit like anything that we do, choir or any other hobbies that you do, and getting outside to cycle. And you learn a lot from bikes, don't you, as well? Because obviously, if you've got a flat tire, did you learn about how to the mechanics and maintaining a bike, or is that something that you learn along the way?
Well, I've actually done a course on that within a local group in Cambridge. But for instance, Halfords have been very good.
Yes.
Because they've supported women and put on free evenings for women bike maintenance.
Ah,
and they do that occasionally.
Excellent.
I believe other bike shops also do that as well. I'm not sure if it's free, but there certainly are sort of courses out there that you can go to.
Mm.
I've done it a couple of times myself, but Breeze actually don't show you that side of it.
Mm.
I mean, I would help people if they had a problem while they're out on a ride.
Yes.
So, you know.
Well, that's key, actually, because from doing the cycling myself, I've learned, and I know Mike, my next guest at 11:30, has a lot to say about the cycling etiquette in Cambridge, and we'll get on to that later. But I have learned along the way that when you cycle in a group, people are so nice. Mm. And if you have a puncture, everyone stops, or somebody will stop and they will help you. We'll never be doing it on your own. And that was so important to me. You know, not only is it getting out and learning to cycle and being with people, but actually learning to help other people. Mm. And I was really taken back by that. Not that I didn't expect them not to help.
No, I think on most rides, even if it's not a breeze ride, people will stop and help you.
Yeah.
You know, they are quite supportive of each other. But that is the thing with breeze, is that there is somebody there to help you.
Yeah.
And we try and make it a social thing as well. So if you're new to an area, come and join us, because, you know, you'll meet new people that will got like-minded hobbies and such like. It's good for your health.
Yeah.
Good for your mind, because you forget everything else when you're out on your bike, and you see so much more than if you're in your car.
Now, that's a good point, Jenny. Seeing so much more than being in a bike is, or being in a car is fantastic. Sorry, excuse me. Losing my voice here. Yeah, it's another perspective, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And as you say, you forget everything else that you've rushed around the world, and you just want to get out, have some space. And you almost try, what you do is you compartmentalise your life, don't you, a bit, by getting out and doing any exercise, not just cycling, but cycling.
Absolutely.
And that's key, isn't it? And actually talking to other people. So if you've got worries about something, you start talking to other people in your group, and you think, oh gosh, maybe I can do it that way. And you learn from other people, don't
you? Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it really is key. The friendship, you know, the learning, the exercise, good for your health, good for your mind. You forget any worries when you're out on your bike. And comments I've had as, I would never have come around these lanes. I didn't know they existed.
Exactly.
Because you're going in a car, you're going the fastest way possible, usually, on the straightest route. The bike rides take you on all the meandering country lanes, and it's just heaven.
Yeah, it's really nice to hear that. So you, I want to talk about, because your group, you are open to more members coming to your group, aren't you?
Absolutely.
How do we get in touch with you, Jenny?
On the Breeze website, which is www.breezebikerides.com. And then you can register on there for free. You don't have to pay anything. And then you can look to see where rides are local to yourself. We don't have anywhere in Cambridge City, but there are rides around the edges. For instance, I run them from Duxford.
Excellent.
Which is only 6, say 7 miles out of Cambridge.
Not far at all.
So you're out in the countryside to start with. The difficulty is, of course, if you haven't got a car, to get there. But I have had ladies ride out from Cambridge to ride in the countryside with me and then cycle back to Cambridge.
Excellent.
Ladies have come down from Newmarket, up from Saffron Walden.
Yeah.
So we could certainly do with more Breeze leaders in this side of Cambridge, definitely.
Now that's a really, really good point. I've got a tweet here from Judith. Judith says, I'm a cyclist and a car driver. I always wear a safety helmet and lights at night on my bike. I'm always surprised at how many cyclists don't use any of these safety measures. Do you know if women are better at looking after themselves on bikes than men, wearing a helmet and lights at night? Well, I'm not sure. But when your group come along, do they...
I encourage them to wear the helmets. I had one that turned up without, and I gave her the choice, and I said, look, I won't take responsibility for you.
Yes,
I'm
quite.
Keen. And I, as a sort of volunteer, I can actually insist that they wear a helmet if I want to.
Ah, yeah.
So because I'm not paid to do it, I can actually say this is sort of the ride, and to take part, you must. Preferably, people wear a helmet, I think.
Well, it's a no-brainer, really, I think. I mean, it's going to protect you even well, better than not wearing one.
Yeah, friends of mine that have had accidents, you know, that severe head injuries have been avoided by wearing that.
Yeah. But as you say, it's lovely. And in many ways, coming to Duxford is rather nice this year because you've got lots of country roads as opposed to city roads. And that's part of the reason, isn't it, to have these groups, is you get to see places that you would not normally see and sort of...
And you'd have a few hills around there.
Yeah.
So just going behind Duxford, there's some nice hills. But we always have coffee and cake afterwards as well. So... You know, cycle, coffee and chat, what more?
To be honest, that is my motivation, I have to say. I have to end up somewhere to have a good cup of coffee.
Absolutely.
And a nice piece of cake for all my work that I've done. But getting back to the British Cycling and Breeze, because they had a mission, didn't they, to get as many women, because they had a bit of an imbalance, didn't they, just after the 2012 Olympics of men and women cycling. And they're trying to correct that, aren't they?
They are indeed. They're working very hard on that.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, through Breeze, that is... And people have asked me, why is it women only? I said, well, it is to encourage the women. And women felt put off, I think, by some areas. They do run other initiatives for families as well. So it's not just the women only.
Good point. Yes, they do, don't they?
Yes. But the one I'm interested in is really helping women get out on their bikes.
Yeah, me too, actually. And I went cycling on Sunday morning in Great Barfield, just south of Cambridge, and I went to the Blue Egg Cafe. And there were so many cyclists there, but I was really pleased to see a lot more women cycling than I had seen before, years and years ago. Needs more, but it was lovely to see. And they were so professional. I mean, that was not my kind of cycling, but lovely to see it. Really lovely to see them out cycling, because I think Breeze want to get... They're aiming for quite a big number, aren't they, by, I think it's 2020. They were asking for about 20 million women cyclists to get involved with Breeze. But they've also tried to introduce other groups, haven't they, sort of...
Well, they've got Sky Rides and Sky Ride Socials, and those can be sort of off-road as well. They can be families going out on a Sunday morning. So there is something for everyone from British Cycling, I would say.
Hmm.
You know, and I think that's important as well.
It is. It is. I agree. It's not just for women, but it is. The point is, what I was trying to make, and you obviously have a passion for, is I just want to see trying to correct the imbalance between men and women. And it's crazy that women aren't riding out for pleasure at the weekends as opposed to just the men.
Yeah, the Breeze groups, I feel, have given people much more confidence, because some of the girls that I've taken through so far have gone on to join local cycling clubs as well as staying with me. Breeze itself, you can start off with a very short ride of maybe 5 miles, but you can go up to 50 miles. You can go up further. You know, they are extending that now. So there is the opportunity to just ride with women if you're just comfortable with that on longer rides.
Yeah.
But it's set up really to start people off and give them a platform.
Absolutely. That's a really, really good point, Jenny. As you say, you can start off and then get bigger and bigger, or just stay in your group. And as you say, it's for everyone to really just enjoy.
We don't leave anybody behind.
I'm going to take a picture of you later, because you brought your lovely cycling shirt, haven't you?
I have, yes.
Which is red.
Yes, very, very red.
Yeah. And you've got a cycling helmet as well. Is that a Union Jack helmet, or
it's my own one.
No, that's all right. That's absolutely fine.
I've got my cycling gloves as well, which are the red and white Breeze ones as well.
Oh, lovely. So. And where do you get all your cycling equipment from? What will be a best place? Because I know Rutland Cycling around the corner here are very good, and they have women's groups too. But where do you get your cycling?
Well, the Breeze jacket was part of the sort of thank you for doing the Breeze Champion course, for starters. Generally, I look around. If anybody was looking to start off, I wouldn't advise spending lots of money until they're sure that that's what they want to do, because you can spend really a huge amount on your cycle clothing, as my husband will probably sell.
Yes.
But, I mean, I buy online, I buy at stores. Yeah, there's a lot of cycle shops in Cambridge,
yes,
aren't there?
That's right.
I mean,
right.
You've got the Giant store, you've got Evans, you've got Hayward Cycles, and they will all help you.
That's right. And as you say, you don't have to spend a fortune. You can just literally turn up with a bike, can't you? Helmet and some trousers and just cycle, can't you?
Yeah. I mean, one of my ladies that started with me, first of all, she just wore her ordinary trousers, and then she came along the other day, I've bought some padded ones to make it more comfortable. And it's literally, there was no point in her buying that first of all until she was sure she wanted to continue. And you know they're going to continue when they start buying the gear.
Oh, it's lovely. Jenny, it's a pleasure to have you here talking about the Breeze cycling program for women. And it'd be lovely to have you back maybe beginning of next year to see how you're getting on with all the groups.
Be lovely.
And see how things are progressing in the new year, because we always have a good resolution, don't we, New Year.
Yeah, well, cycling should be it, shouldn't it?
It absolutely should. Thank you so much, Jenny. It's been lovely to talk to you.